for thinking and talking. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jennifer's here. Victor will be here. Michael Fortier will be taking your calls at 800-510-8255 as we discuss the issues of the day we can have some fun with. I don't know what fun we can have with the Iowa caucuses. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer. Which of the Republicans do you think will drop out? A. Rick Perry, B. Michelle Bachmann, C. John Huntsman, D. Newt Gingrich. All of the above, since none of them can win anyway. That's not true. No. I think Huntsman could beat. I think if things are interesting in how Santorum moved up
Everybody that was in the cellar has had their chance at number one, except for Huntsman.
So his time will come. He's already polling number three in New Hampshire. See if that doesn't happen at one.
Now, what exactly happened in Iowa? Because when I went to bed, everybody was like separated by one percentage point.
All right. So here's the way it runs down. Let me go through the.
Because it was Mitt and then Santorum and then Ron Paul when I went to sleep.
All right. So here's how. This is not about politics, but because a lot of people are talking about this today, we'll give it a moment or two. In terms of how everybody shaped up. Last night, it was Romney by 8 votes.
Whoa.
Santorum finished second. Third, Ron Paul. Fourth, Newt Gingrich. Rick Perry, fifth. Michelle Bachmann, sixth. John Huntsman, seventh.
Okay. All right. Can we just talk about how Rick Perry spent a lot of money to be whatever he was?
He bought radio people in Iowa. Those of you listening, we have 3 or 4 stations in Iowa. You can comment on this if you'd like at 800-510-8255. He bought 2,000 radio commercials in this past week, airing on a lot of stations around the state, and he got nothing. Bupkis, because he's it's sad. He's a sad sack, a sad character. It's sad to see somebody that dull think and say to people, well, I thought I was doing my duty. The guy's been a political hack. He's just, just be kind to him. He belongs, I don't even understand how the people have. If you're a member of the voting populace in Texas, how do you vote for this guy?
When he joined the race, everybody made it seem like it was over. You know, Rick Perry's in. It's over. He's going to win.
It's up and down. It's the hills and valleys. It's early.
I know. You never know. Look who won the last time around. It was Huckabee that won Iowa the last time around, and he didn't get
it. But here's what's, again, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I do think it's interesting to note how many Democrats turned their stripes around and changed party affiliation to vote in these caucuses in Iowa. I think you're going to see a lot of that around the country. Mm-hmm. And then there are those people.
But the Democrats vote in the caucus too, right?
Yeah, they have a Democratic caucus.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. But now once you have maintained, once you change your stripes, that's where you voted for the caucus. So you don't vote in the Republican caucus and then vote in the Democratic caucus. You declare yourself, and that's what I think is wrong with our system. In every state where you have to declare a party to vote in a primary, you have to register by the middle of February in most states, and you have to declare yourself. Why? How is that constitutional? I have one man, I'm one vote, I want to vote for who I want to, and I don't give a damn about the party. Screw the party. I want to vote for this person. And more people are saying, not just because I feel this way, but see if you don't sense.
Well, but you can vote. Even if you have to register one way or the other, you can vote for whoever you want.
But why should you have to register? Just go.
Right.
If you're a legal resident of the community, and I'm going to run for. I went to visit a couple of people last night. I'm going to vote. I'm going to run for town meeting in Framingham in March. I have two opportunities because the land that I live in. And this is tell me whether you're going to chuckle at this, Richie.
Yeah, I'm already going to chuckle because you're in California and you spend your winters in California.
I'm coming back for this. This is important to me. This town is in such deplorable shape. Unbelievable stuff going on here. And it's just indicative of what's going on.
That means you'll have to spend winters there.
No. Town meeting doesn't start till the end of May. I'm sorry, the end of March.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. So anyway, So we were talking about, I have one farm is in one precinct and the other farm is in another precinct. So the guy who thinks it's a good idea, he says, well, I'll have to check this out and see if we have the best chance of winning. And this is just a local little thing. There are 10 members in each precinct, but this guy is going to look at, he's been in the town meeting for years. He says, okay, we'll figure out whether you have to stand a better chance of winning in this precinct or you have to just, you can re-register to be in the other precinct where you have the other farm. So it'd be just kind of interesting to shake it out. But this is what I think people ought to be cogitating. If you, and this is level or degrees, let's say you never vote. All right? The way you can help the process is to, at minimum, vote in the general election. Okay, let's say you only vote in the general election. So the way you can help is to make sure you vote in the primary as well as the general election. Let's say you vote in the general election, the primary election. So the way you can help is to get involved in campaigns of somebody that you really support before the primary in your state. And if you've done all of that, then get more involved in your state and or your local government. And frankly, you'd probably find it was fun. It's exasperating. It's frustrating. But the more people who get involved, and people argue in our town against town meeting form of government versus the city. The city would run things better if there were fewer people involved. To a point, I suppose that's correct. But the other side of that is it takes the light, the shining of the light onto the system, which the more people involved in the system, and frankly, gets the light shown there. And because our tax rate is so screwy, you read the local blogs every day, and it's unbelievable how many people are into this because it affects their individual circumstance. And that's why we always get involved in anything like this, because we personally are affected. And who among us has not been affected by the realities of the last 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, or, I mean, is our own personal self-interest. So if I were to forecast, I was going to spend time this hour sort of looking into the future of this year. We have the top 10 forecasts for this year. I predict, Richie, that more people will be involved in the process and find it satisfying and has been the case for a long time. That is involvement. You'll feel like you are really an American as you engage in the system. And one of the things that gives me cause to think that are the number of people under the age of 30 who support Ron Paul. Clearly, most of his support is with people under the age of 30.
Oh, yeah.
Or in their 30s. And I give you as an example, I don't mean to name drop, but I've said this on the air a couple of times. Mary Lynn Reiskopf, who was Chloe on 24 when we were in Israel together, I got to know her husband, Matt, quite well. And he's a 31-year-old guy who is running a gym. He took a chance. He's a kid, came from Indianapolis, moved to Los Angeles, and started a power washing business. He had the entrepreneurial thing. A couple of his friends lived in L.A. They said, come on out and let's do something. So he moved in with his friends, and he started this little business going around power washing heavy equipment and that sort of thing. And from that, he saved enough money to buy into a gym. And so now he controls the gym. He runs it. He owns it. And now they're looking to expand to another. So here's a kid who's got an entrepreneurial spirit. He wants to work, and he wants to grow. And he loves Ron Paul. Doesn't like him. Loves them. And his friends all, who he says, my friends are all the same as they were. I have the same friends, even though they live in Indianapolis, as I grew up with. And they all feel to a person the way he feels about Ron Paul and about what's going on in the country. I think that's good. I told you I took a sense of what my two children this past weekend, we were talking about this, what their sense is of it all. And it just, it's refreshing and exciting and promising. And it's too bad, but it usually, the human condition is, as we continue to learn more and more about who we are and what we are and why we are the way we are, we learn that over the history of man, this is the way it's been. So, Doug, why do you fight it? I laughed because you know, my wish is that we find peace and love in the world. That's it. I want that because it's best for everybody. However, it isn't what the course of history would indicate has been the priority. The priority of mankind, individually, is to not only protect its own, but to conquer on behalf of its own, so that we can be, you know, the king of the castle or the, you know, on the top of the hill or whatever it is. And so that translates now into people wanting to be wealthier and more aggressive about how they take care of their money and their assets and that sort of thing. No matter how you translate it, more people being involved in the process. And so this is my first prediction. If you want to predict some things for the year, help yourself. My prediction, number one prediction for this year, 2012, is that more people, a refreshingly large amount of people and younger people are going to be involved in the process. And that's a good thing, whether it's just election or whether it's in the system itself. And I use this kid as an example. 31-year-old kid, he already owns his own gym.
I got to tell you, lots of young people were involved in the last process.
Yeah, and look what it got us.
It's true.
They fell for, and that may be why things have changed so much the other way, because they woke up. You know how kids, we were all idealistic as kids. This is the way it's going to be, it ought to be. And so we had such a miserable time with George Bush, anything that came along the promise, and it's too bad. And I heard somebody else say something on a talk show here this weekend about Barack Obama. The host said it was too bad the first black president was so incompetent. And there's a lot in that, isn't there, when you think about it? A lot in that statement. 800-510-8255. Okay, where are we? It's happy day time. Put on your smiley face. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
21 after the hour of the Good Day program, 800-510-TALK reaches all of us.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Excited today are the Republican Iowa caucuses, huh?
Yeah.
Ah. Or as it's also known, old white guy Mardi Gras. The only people who get excited about it.
Sexy.
Here's the latest. Political analysts are saying that Mitt Romney is having trouble generating enthusiasm among Iowa voters. Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know you have a problem when people in Iowa find you dull.
He lacks that Iowa sizzle, he does.
Yesterday, Newt Gingrich was asked about the Iowa caucus, and he said, "I don't think I'm going to win." Which is funny, because that's how John Huntsman answers the phone. Not going to win. We just want to know if you're happy with your long-distance provider. Not going to win. Not going to win.
Well, tonight is a big night in politics. The Iowa caucuses. Yeah, I don't care either. Well, you know, this is the biggest thing to happen in Iowa. Actually, it's the only thing that happens in Iowa. And boy, it has been an ugly campaign in Iowa. So many negative ads. Newt Gingrich says that Mitt Romney is lying to the American people. And Newt feels the only time it's okay to lie is when you're sneaking around on your first and second wife. Those are the only times it's okay to lie.
There you go.
And the first president, George Bush the elder, has just unofficially endorsed Mitt Romney. That's what he said. He's unofficially endorsing him. What is it about Romney? Even his endorsements are wishy-washy. You know, I guess it'll be okay as long as you don't hold me to it or anything.
According to polls today, think about this. 40% of the people of Iowa voters, are undecided about who to select as a Republican candidate for president. 40% are undecided. Thank God we had 3 dozen damn debates, you know? Jiminy! 3 dozen debates! You can't make up your mind? Holy crap, 36 debates!
I'm undecided.
Hi, there the late night shows dealing with the Iowa caucus. Our poll today at DougStephan.com does the same thing. Help yourself to that. It's spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N. That's Stephan with an A-N. The remember the cranial challenge that I used to like to do, Rich? I call it.
Yeah.
I've changed the name over the years.
Right.
Oh, is it
the same brain frame?
Yeah, that's the Roberta content thing. Actually, I was going to do one of those with Roberta today. Thank you for giving us a little plug in that department. The cranial challenge is pretty much the same as the quiz, although I didn't call it the 2020 because I would do it at any opportunity. So let's challenge your cranium or cranial or your brain or however it is. Here's the question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure.
Name the airport at the city nearest to you?
Dallas.
Okay, fine. That's you.
Okay. Yeah.
Jennifer? What's the real name of the Burbank Airport? It's not the Burbank.
Bob Hope Airport.
There you go. That's
Had
it.
To think for a second,
I know
but
you
I
did.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
So, what are the names if you're in Chicago or Boston or New York or Newark or Las Vegas?
So this isn't a right or wrong. You just want people to call and tell you the name of the airport.
No, it could be the name of Las Vegas Airport is not the Las Vegas Airport.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
right.
It's not. It's McCarran. Right. Look at how I know that.
Bam, booyah.
All right, so if we keep doing this, there will be no reason for anybody to call us.
And tell us the codes.
Okay.
Yeah, the codes. It's
Burr.
Yeah. McCarran is LAS.
No, yeah, it is. That's Las Vegas. Yeah,
and
is. Yeah.
Right. Dallas is IAD, and New Orleans is MYCO.
MCO.
No.
It's MSY.
MSY.
Is it what's
you.
MCO?
And
Midway may be MCO.
MCO. It might be Midway. Hey, do you know what LAX is?
What? LAX?
800-510-8255. A swell prize awaits you if you can name the airport nearest you. All right? Work on that for a moment or 2:28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. A lot of destinations promote helicopter tours as a way to see the sights from a different perspective. But how do you know it's going to be a safe trip? It starts by choosing your operator wisely. Pilots first have to get their private pilot's license followed by a commercial license and do an in-flight safety check with an instructor every other year. But safety is your responsibility too. Remember that you should only approach the helicopter through the front right or left and only when instructed to do so. Never ever walk up to the helicopter from behind. And after landing, always wait for the pilot to let you know when to exit. Here's another thing to remember. Most sightseeing helicopters can fit 6 passengers, but that also means 2 people are stuck without a window seat. And remember to secure all your belongings prior to departure. Accidents can happen when purses or loose items can blow away. And if it's lost, don't ever think of reaching outside the helicopter to grab it. Believe me, it's gone. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, I just went outside. I had a couple of hours ago when I came down, you know, my commute. For those of you who are not familiar with how the program actually operates, Richie drives in from his home in suburban Washington to the studio in Washington.
Yep.
Jennifer and I drive from our bedrooms into the studio.
It's a long ride.
Sometimes there's traffic.
Right.
Especially so, your house, baby.
This morning I get up about 3:40.
Pardon me,
and
sir.
I started a fire in the... You know, I have fireplaces in each room of my house, upstairs and downstairs. But I generally only use the fireplace in the kitchen because it's big. It's 5 feet tall and about 6.5 feet wide. And so I'm going to put a... Megan calls it a bonfire. I burn all of the trash in there during the year, but in the wintertime, day like today, 4 degrees, it's 4 degrees above zero.
Do you know what kind of poisons you're releasing in your house?
No, my reason in the house goes up the chimney.
Okay, it sure goes in the house. Look at you, you're coughing. You can't even breathe right now. What kind of trash are you burning?
I just burn all the paper. Everything you put through the... The sizzler there. What do they call those things?
The shredder?
The shredder, yeah.
Yeah.
I burn.
Do you know those inks are, like, extremely poisonous?
Really? Guess I better not breathe them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to poison my cows out in the pasture?
No, it won't go to the cows. It'll go up in the thing. But, I mean, it's definitely releasing some of those toxins into your house. There's no way it all goes up the chimney.
Okay, so if I don't do that, where does it go? What's the ultimate end for that stuff?
The recycling bin.
Uh-huh. And what happens there?
They shred it and make it into new paper again.
Uh-huh. And then what happens to it?
It goes...
What
it's
are
just
you,
a
seven?
Continuous cycle. No, I'm serious. You're breathing in that stuff. See?
Oh.
Kill yourself, man. You're my meal ticket, brother. You better stop doing
it. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so that's just a...
We're worried about you.
It's chilly. Well, taking the breath of the cold air 4 degrees outside probably may have gotten some of that energy going.
It's 12 degrees here in D.C. this morning.
We're getting, and Jennifer, it was 80 degrees. Megan said to me, Daddy, it's too hot yesterday.
It was so hot.
I'll be happy to be back there. Thank you very much. 80 degrees, not a bad deal. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're going to do our future predictions in a moment. First, though, the challenge was to name an airport and I mean, not Little Rock Airport, but what the real name is for the airport or wherever you are. Here's Jay in Hope, Arkansas. Hi, Jay.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Good morning to you,
and
sir.
Crew.
Thank you. How are
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Oh, doing great. It's 38.3 degrees in Hope, Arkansas. I'm getting ready to go out and do 5 miles.
Good for you.
Good.
5 miles on a bike, 5 miles walking, miles running.
Running, jogging.
5 miles.
Yeah, my minister and a couple other good buddies. We all meet up and try to do it every morning.
What's the temperature there?
38.3.
Wow. You're not listening.
Wow.
In order to be a good radio person, Richie, you have to learn how to listen.
I heard him. I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, I know. All right. So what's the nearest? Do you have a matter of fact, I flew into the Hope Airport when I came down there to visit. Good Lord, how long ago was that? That was when I met Bill Clinton's father. Do you remember me telling that story, Jay? Have you been listening to me that long?
I haven't. They've only been carrying you for about the last year.
All right. Well, I was on another station there. And the last time I was on a station there, I came to visit Bill Clinton's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't his real dad. He was married to his mother, and he loved the guy. His name was Kelly,
mm-hmm.
Bill Kelly. And I enjoyed that trip to Hope was one of my most memorable. My daughter actually was with me, and we had it was a wonderful afternoon actually at that home on the lake there. I learned a lot of things about Clinton and the family, but I also came to appreciate. A lot of people think that in the South, you're going to encounter just the blahs. And there are many places, like Texas. People think
mm-hmm.
Texas, West Texas can be a little daunting in that there's nothing for miles and miles. But there are places like the south of Dallas, like Stephenville. And I find this out traveling around the country. That's one of the great things, one of the reasons I love to travel around the country, is to see things that we might not ordinarily see. And I'm going on and on about Hope, but I really did think it was a nice place.
It is. It's historical, just up from the airport, which, by the way, to answer your question, it's Hope Municipal Airport.
Yeah.
And the indicator is HPC,
yeah.
Hotel Papa Charlie.
Yeah.
And our largest commercial, or nearest commercial, is Texarkana,
uh-huh.
which is TXK. It's about 27 miles away.
Yeah.
It has flights in and out of it. But if you flew into Hope, then you did something that was, it's a pretty historical airport because it was built in 1941. And at the time, it was the third longest runway in the country.
Really?
Yes, it was.
And I don't know that I came in on a commercial jet. I'm trying to remember. It seemed
you probably did not. You were probably on a charter.
I think somebody came and picked me up. I think that was what I remember about it, yeah.
And President Kennedy flew in here when he was campaigning because Texarkana's runway was too short.
Really?
And then Bill Clinton has been back three times on Air Force One, which actually is normally Air Force Two, the smaller of the two.
That was a DC-9 that he used to come into there on the DC-9 because he couldn't get the 747 or anything else in there, the DC-9.
Right, he came in for his mom's
funeral. Yeah.
And also Uncle Betty's funeral.
Yeah. It's a very, it's an interesting place, a warm place. I would describe it as a warm place. I'm glad you called, Jay. Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and I hope you can come back again, and when you do, keep my name on file and give me a call, and we'll send somebody down and meet you at the airport and take you up to the historic Old Washington, which was the state capital of Arkansas during the Civil War when they moved out of Little Rock.
Yeah,
because they were afraid it was going to be burned up there.
Yeah, all right. Good to keep in mind. Thank you. I think I ought to take a trip through there. On my way back through, I have to go in April to North Carolina, so maybe I'll come exactly through there and we'll have a chance to meet. Nice to have the chance to meet this way. Good day to you, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Bernice is in Plainfield, Illinois. What's the closest airport to you, Bernice?
It's O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
Yep. And what's the name of the other airport in Chicago?
Midway.
Not there's no other O'Hare. What can you tell us about O'Hare? But not the airport, the person for whom it was named.
Oh.
Oh. I've flown out of there, but I don't know too much about it.
All right, that's the job. I'm going to give that job to somebody else. Thank you. You did what I asked you to do, and that was name an airport. John's in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, John.
How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm on my way to work.
Really? Yeah. Got one of those great quality cell phones, I can tell.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the name of your local airport?
Evansville Regional Airport.
Come on. Somebody, there's no more creative name for it than that?
Hey, that's Evansville, man.
That's what?
I don't know. That's Evansville for you.
What should we name it? Not sure. How about Evansville Regional?
I'm going to sell Fords here. What should we call a Ford dealer? Evansville Ford.
They just made a big new arena down here and called it the Ford Arena.
The Ford Arena?
Yeah.
Did Ford put up the money for it?
Of course.
No. I'm sure they probably put something in there.
All right, okay, you two wise guys. All right, John.
Toyota.
Thank you. You got a little wise guys. Dr. Ken coming up in a few moments. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, how about you, sir?
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, so what's the name of the, come on, what's the name of the, what's the real name of the Richmond Airport?
Well, this is the real name. Get ready for this. It's called Richmond International Airport. And it's international because they have a grand total of like one flight to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was about to say, Richmond has an international airport.
What's the...
You asked me the airport that's the closest. The closest to me is actually Chesterfield Airport, which is a small airport. I guess most listeners forgot about the little airports nearby. And people don't, you know, private planes and stuff like that fly out of Chesterfield Airport. It's actually rather large, but no commercial flights.
Wow. You got it down, Bill. You're a good man. I appreciate your telling me. I just figured we want to learn a little about the country. Grady is up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Got anything? Have we got any, like, can this be the Sarah Palin International Airport or something like that, Grady?
My God, no. No, it's the Fairbanks International Airport. You know, in Anchorage, they have Ted Stevens Airport down there.
Yeah, Ted Stevens, one of America's great wasteful spenders.
Right.
Yeah, he's somebody who unfortunately lost his life in a kind of tragic way, but man, what a hackster he was. What an abuser of the system.
They say he predicted that long before that he would die in a air crash.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Fairbanks is FAI.
FAI. Fairbanks FAI. That makes good sense.
Yeah,
FAI.
I always wondered about that myself, you know. Seems like it's a little different, but anyway, it's FAI.
Hey, Grady, who is the most famous or the most well-known Alaskan?
Probably Ted Stevens.
More than Sarah Palin?
I think it's got to be Sarah.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, there's got to be somebody more well-known than Sarah.
I don't know. The most well-known is Ted Stevens. He had more people than her.
Huh. That's interesting.
All right,
Grady. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, sir. All right, it's just a little fun to get our minds off of some of the stuff that is not so much fun. The future, I said we'd go through all of them. I'm going to pick and choose as we go through the day. I'll make this a day-long project, Richie. One of the things I predict for this year is that the Wicca group, Wikimedia, WikiLeaks, there's a Wikimedia Foundation that runs Wikipedia, raised $20 million in a fundraising campaign, because it's a 501c3. Now, there is no relationship, really, formal relationship between WikiLeaks and Wikimedia, except that they have the same idea, and that is to present what they consider to be all the information that's available on a particular item or issue. And we all know that WikiLeaks has done, I predict there's going to be more of the sort of thing that WikiLeaks did last year, this coming year, because there's so many more things that people want to know and really need to know. Whether you like it or not, this sort of thing, this Bradley, what was his name? Bradley Manning.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, this sergeant, he was a private, got access to stuff and passed it along. You'll find many more people doing that, even if it costs them dearly. Because so many people think that we need to shake things up, which is not a bad deal. Not a bad thing. Dr. Ken, speaking of shaking things up, in a moment here on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougSteppen.com.
As promised, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here with his first daily dose for the new year. Over the weekend, Ken, hundreds of swimmers showed up at Boston Harbor for the annual polar bear plunge. Story at DougSteffen.com. What does this do to your body? When the water temperature is 40-something, your temperature is 90-something, what does it do to your body when you jump into that water?
Well, it's certainly a stress. And, you know, you lose 90% of your temperature of the cold from your head, your neck, your hands, and your feet. So if you cover those up, you can walk around Antarctica basically with nothing on.
Ah. So, there's a visualization. Also, a story at DougSteffen.com today about how some are using social media to find organ donors.
I like this idea, Doug. The current process for facilitating organ transplants is so inefficient and often unfair. You know, there are 100,000 Americans waiting for an organ transplant, and usually you have to be so sick that you need it, but not so sick that you will die if you get the transplantation. I know for the hearts, my area, there are so many more people who need it than hearts that are available. The demand far outreaches the supply. And I think anything clever we can use to find more possible candidates who can provide organs is a wonderful idea.
All right, so Facebook, Twitter, that's a good way to do it. All right, thank you. Ideas, that's what we're all about here. Dr. Ken on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Clean as a whistle we are here on the Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and the Dougster with our we're a lot of future stuff in our thoughts today, including when it comes to data and technology, what the future will hold. More Android and iOS apps are going to be downloaded.
What does that mean, sir?
iOS?
Yes.
What does that mean, Doug?
Instrument Office System.
That's pretty close. Or Internet Operating System.
Them too.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to dig my pants off all the time, Richard, will you? Please. Here we go. In a moment, Shelley Palmer reports here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Wikimedia Foundation, the organization that runs Wikipedia, managed to raise $20 million in its recent fundraising campaign. Thanks to donations from over 1 million worldwide, the volunteer-run Wikipedia raised more money than it ever has in a single year. In other news, Google acquired over 200 patents from IBM, including patents for voice search, near-field communication, and mobile web browsing. Google's been acquiring mobile device patents at a rapid pace, including nearly 25,000 from its recent acquisition of Motorola Mobility. And finally, more Android and iOS apps were downloaded between this past Christmas and New Year's than any other week in history. The total number of combined apps downloaded reached 1.2 billion, with over 60% of 18 to 24-year-olds owning smartphones. The rate of apps being downloaded in 2012 will certainly increase. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a question. Well, you now get live one-on-one expert tax advice for free. Just pick up the phone or chat with us online to get the answers you need.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
All right, so the government is getting involved. As we know, our government is trying to get involved in everything. They want to get in your shorts, and they want to get into your head, and they want to get into your life. And so the Department of Justice announces they're conducting a major probe into the sale and pricing of electronic books. Is that what we're talking about, Kindle, and what do they call the thing at Barnes & Noble? Jennifer?
That would be the Nook.
The Nook.
Mm-hmm.
And others, apparently you can get all this stuff, though, can't you, on an iPad? I can get books on my iPad.
Yeah, you sure can.
So what are they investigating? Is it collusion? Is everything the same price? The Nook is less expensive than the, at least when I bought it, less expensive, not by much, from the Kindle. The Kindle has two different versions, I think, at least now, don't they?
And the Nook does, too, now.
So what is the government involved in this for? Why?
Because they were bored. They needed something to do.
It doesn't say there what they think.
No, doesn't
it? The offenses?
Yeah, no, No. I just noticing that, and then there was another press conference held last Wednesday where both Republicans and Democrats on the Intelligence Committee talk about legislation that helps the private sector prepare themselves against cyber attacks. And I think this was first brought up last summer. It's been three or four times through the mill this year, trying to find a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And more government. The cybersecurity fight is something created by people. It was an 11-page cybersecurity bill that unites the private and federal sector. And again, this is another way. The reason I bring it up is because the feds want to somehow or other get into your computer. They want to know what you're doing. They want to be able to control.
Apparently,
the messages are just like the Russians and the Chinese did.
Apparently, they believe there's some collusion between Apple and publishers to prevent discounting.
Yeah. Well, that's when you're talking about the sale of
the books. E-books, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the legislation which keeps surfacing to try to somehow or other get into the whole internet business and the whole, all of the stuff that's available online. No.